This is the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, show number 11. Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I'm your host, Devon Jarvis. Glad to have you guys back here with me. And for this episode, we're going to be talking about real estate forums that you guys can get involved with. So, are you wanting to invest in real estate but don't know where to start? Now, the thought of this stuff can be, you know, generally overwhelming. And you're like, hey, you know, I want to get into real estate. I know a little bit. I could learn some more. Or I know absolutely nothing. I don't even know where to begin. And it can definitely be overwhelming because there is tons and tons and tons of books and websites and articles and different forums that you can join out there to help you get started. So I'm going to share some of my favorite forums that you guys can use. Now, as you all may know so far, I absolutely love real estate. I think it's the best form of investing that there is out there. This is a money podcast where I talk about the psychology of money and trying to change your mind and the way you see money and the relationship that you have with money. But I am a little biased towards real estate, so some of the shows might be a little bit geared towards that. That's just the way it's going to be because it's my show and that's what I like. So with that said, I'll talk about some of the different real estate forums that are out there. Now, the number one forum that's out there, and this is like the real estate mecca, and you can get everything here. This is a forum where you can talk to a lot of different people all over the world. It is the actual largest real estate forum out there in the world. It's also a YouTube show where you can check that out. They also have a podcast that they post 1 to 2 episodes per week. And for the YouTube channel, there's a lot of different other people that are on there that are constantly posting information and different data out there as it pertains to real estate. And this is 100% real estate. There's also a business side of this about you know, what you can do in your business, how to make money and streamline your business and all that kind of stuff. But this will be the bigger pockets podcast, BiggerPockets.com, BiggerPockets Online. They have tons and tons of good information. They also have a lot of different books that they've written that provide a lot of good information. There's books that really talk about what you need to do as a beginner real estate investor that is written by Brandon Turner that gives a lot of really good nuggets out there as far as, you know, how you can get into real estate. Brandon Turner also writes a book about how to invest in property with low or no money down. He's the host of the Bigger Pocket podcast. There's also books from the co-host David Green talks about long distance real estate investing. He just recently released a book that is more geared towards real estate agents and how they can be successful as agents. But they have everything from, you know, beginner, how to get into real estate. There's some folks that are associated with Bigger Pockets that wrote books on how to maximize your taxes in real estate. And like I said, there's the Bigger Pockets forum that I'm a part of. You could go on there. You can talk to people, share ideas, share different, you know, techniques. And it's just a one-stop shop for real estate. And it's a really awesome community to be a part of because everyone just really learns from each other and really tries to provide value for each other. So if you want to get into real estate, you have that itch and you don't know where to get started, of every platform I have on my list today, this is number one because it is an all-inclusive, you know, platform for podcasts, YouTube videos, books, the network for forums where you can talk to other like-minded people, people that are starting out maybe just like you, and even people that have done millions and millions of dollars worth of deals. So definitely recommend checking out Bigger Pockets. Next is a podcast that I enjoy as well. It's called Lifetime Cash Flow Through Real Estate Investing. And this one's really good too because they bring on a lot of different people that are in a lot of different areas of real estate and that are in different points in their career. So you can find people that, you know, specialize in different aspects of real estate. So you may hear people that are strictly in hotels that are going to come in and just talk about why hotels are the best thing since sliced bread. Or you may find people that come on and they only talk about investing in single family real estate, or you may find people that talk about commercial real estate or multifamily. And this is just awesome because you can listen to all these different people talk about their experiences and how they have found a niche in their particular market. You can learn from their experiences, their mistakes, and then ultimately you can use that to help you decide which aspect of real estate you would actually like to get into. So this podcast have guests that covers a multitude of different aspects of real estate. You can get the really an insight from all the different types of real estate investing that there are out there. And maybe it can give you some ideas as far as, you know, taking that next step if you don't know what type of real estate investing you would like to get into. Third, I have is Active Duty Passive Income podcast. This podcast is fantastic because it's actually geared towards members in the military. Members in the military experience a unique type of experiences as it comes into investing in real estate. And that's mainly because they move around so often. So the typical investor tends to, or just really in general, the typical person tends to, you know, stay in one place maybe for 10 years at a time or so. But in the military, you can be picking up and moving, you know, every 2 years. And that's something that's not very typical for the average American. And they also focus on how people, you know, within the military that are active duty, how they use their spare time, extra time, really, in some cases, there's not a whole lot of spare time and extra time, how they use that to get into real estate investing. And one thing that they are very good at that a lot of the other forums are not, or podcasts are not particularly good at, is that they can really dig into how you can maximize your VA loan to help you with investing in real estate. And that is something that's going to be really unique to military members. And considering, you know, less than 1% of the population have served in the military, there's really not going to be a lot of people out there that would understand how a VA loan actually works. So if you are one of my listeners and you are in the military and you are interested in learning how to maximize your VA benefits in order to get into real estate investing, I recommend this podcast. Number four on my list, I have Chris Krohn. It's spelled K-R-I-S-K-R-O-H-N. He's a big real estate investor in the single family space. I believe he does have some multifamily investments as well, but he really pushes single family home investing. He talks about how to get into lease options, which is something that I had not heard a ton about before him. I had read about it, I'd heard about it, but I never really found anyone that really went into depth with explaining what a lease option is. He's very good at explaining that. His focus is more so single family investing, and he really talks about, you know, the long-term aspect of real estate investing, how to move into a property, how to use, you know, maybe a FHA or conventional, you know, first-time home buyer or someone that's going to occupy the residence, and how to use that 3.5% to 5% down and make that money work for you. And then, you know, 5 years later, do either a 1031 exchange, cash out refinance, take that one property, turn it into two, hold that for another 5-7 years in a really good growth market, take that two properties, turn it into four, then take that four properties, turn it into eight, so on and so forth. And he has a really good strategy where he talks about that. He's primarily on YouTube. He does have a podcast as well, but he posts a lot more YouTube content than he does on a podcast. So go ahead and check him out. There's some really good nuggets in there, especially if you're a beginner in the real estate investing space. And last but not least, Ken McElroy. His name is spelled KenMcElroy. You can check him out at kenmcelroy.com. In one of the previous episodes, I talked about top books that every investor should read. He is the author of the ABCs of Real Estate Investing, and he is a Rich Dad Advisor, so he works with Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad. This guy is absolutely brilliant when it comes to real estate. He is not a single family type investor. He is one of those that has a fund, has, you know, uber rich investors, and, you know, he's buying a couple $100 million properties, or properties with 100-300 doors, apartment in a particular building. But he offers very, very good insight as far as how he goes about picking a market, the trend data that he looks at, how he decides where he's going to go, things as simple as population growth, where are people moving to, where are people moving from. He pays attention to, and I've actually picked up a lot of nuggets from him, where are the U-Haul trucks going? Right now, if you went on like U-Haul.com or any of the major moving companies like Van Lines, American Van Lines, anything like that, you'll see a crap ton of people are renting trucks or pods or U-Haul leaving California. And then you'll look at it and then you'll see not quite as many are going back in as are coming out. And that these moving companies provide some data to let you know, you know, where the population is going. You could study that. You can study, you know, crime data, population growth, all this different types of stuff. And he's very good at pointing out the analytics using different websites out there that provide this information. And he is big on study the data. Don't invest in a particular market because, you know, your Uncle Fred said that, or because, you know, you're listening to my podcast and I'm like, hey, go for this market. No, get down, do the research, follow all these companies that provide this data, take that information, analyze it, and then make an educated decision on your own as far as where you should actually invest in. So these are the top five forums, people, podcasts that I think you guys would really, really benefit from if you want to get into real estate, because these can really point you in the right direction and, you know, help you become successful ultimately. So I'm going to stick with the real estate investing trend for the next couple episodes. You know, I'm going to talk about what steps you need to take if you want to get into real estate and you don't know where to start, and, you know, what are the steps, that things that you should focus on initially. So, but first, I definitely recommend getting on, paying attention to these podcasts, YouTube videos, review some of the books I talked about in a previous episode, and this will definitely be a great start, and you could start working on building that knowledge and getting an idea of exactly what type of real estate investing that you want to get into. So with that said, great to have you here. Look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode. If you like this content, go ahead, please leave me a rating or leave me a comment. Reach out to me. Let me know what it is you guys want to hear, and I can provide some value there and get you that information to help you guys in your investing journey. This is the Von Jarvis with the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I will catch you all in the next episode.